Today, calling out the auction clearance BS again. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of those posts covering finance and property news. Well, okay, I'm done with taking the Saturday releases from the likes of Domain and Catality as anything meaningful at all. To illustrate the point, the latest in the AFR cites Catality data claiming the national auction clearance rate has risen to its highest level in a year after two interest rate cuts and the possibility of more, they say, helped to boost buyer confidence in the property market. The 74.5% preliminary clearance rate was up on last week's 73.9%, they said, and was achieved with more properties sent to auction. This week, 2,103 homes went under the hammer, up from the previous week's 2,004. That's according to figures from data provider Catality. In Sydney, where 784 properties went to auction, the early clearance rate was steady compared to the previous week at 73.5%. Melbourne was the busiest auction market with 1,000 homes going under the hammer and returning an early clearance rate of 75.2%, slightly off last week's 76.6% rate. And in Brisbane, the early clearance rate was 76.1% across 140 auctions, up from the previous week's 66.7%, again, according to Catality. Domain's data also shows a preliminary clearance rate of 70.3% in Sydney and 74.7% in Melbourne, with a national clearance rate of 70.2% compared with 66.1% last week and 59.8% last year. So markets, well, they say must be hot, hot, spruik, 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 and implicitly, folks, you must buy, buy, buy. But hold on a moment. The basis of calculation is deeply flawed. This is actually something which I have been highlighting for years, including my show back in 2019. In essence, you would have expected the clearance rate to be the ratio of properties listed for auction on the day or the week versus those sold. That would be logical, of course, but actually Domain and Catality, the two main providers of the instant Saturday data, takes the numbers reported sold and divides it by the number of properties where the agents or auctioneers have provided a result. Take Domain, for example. The result in Sydney showed that there were 949 properties listed for auction, but only 595 reported their auction results, of which 418 were sold. And 418 over 595 gives us the apparent stellar clearance rate of 70.3%, but actually it's only 44% sold against the total listing number. Catality does a similar thing, although the actual reported number does vary a little. Now, this is due to a simple truth. Agents are very keen to report sales successes, but are weirdly silent on those who fail to sell. This means on a typical weekend, especially if things are torrid, more than a third of results are never reported, artificially lifting the apparent clearance rate and catalysing all those spooky articles from journalists who frankly should know better, but who are, of course, seeking clicks, and via journals tied directly to the real estate industry. There is really no objectivity here. Here I should mention Louis Christopher over at SQM, who does a more sterling job of accurately reporting clearance rates than not until Tuesday after the weekend when the results are to the hand. In Sydney, last week, SQM reported a combined clearance of 51.1%, very different from the Domain 70.3%, and the SQM tracker showed clearance rates are well down from their 2021 highs of 70%+. So no, according to this, Sydney property is nowhere near as hot as the spruikers want you to believe. Melbourne had a combined clearance of 53.2% last week, according to SQM, compared to Domain's 74.7%, which is again below the trends that we saw a couple of years back, so even the so-called hot Melbourne market is not perhaps that hot. Actually, Tara Brooker has joined in the auction clearance bingo card too, and he takes the total number of properties sold and simply divides them by the number of scheduled auctions. And while this figure will always underestimate the final clearance rate produced by SQM on a Tuesday, he says it tends to avoid the huge swings in the spread between Domain and CoreLogic results and those provided by SQM. He calculates that the rolling four-week average for Sydney and Melbourne prior to today's result was 43.4% and 51.7% respectively. Today, Sydney saw clearance rates drop by 2.2 percentage points, recording a figure of 44.1%, compared with 46.3% last week. Meanwhile, in Melbourne, the market was much stronger, rising by 3.1 percentage points compared to last week to its highest level since June 2023. Actually, of course, the big missing part of the puzzle is the share of properties sold away from auctions. As Edwin and I have discussed in our rant shows, the truth is that many vendors are rejecting the agent's suggestion of an auction campaign, not least because they can force the pace and control the action more than through a normal sale campaign, while harnessing the emotions of the auction itself. And we also know that bidding professionals are being employed on some occasions, the so-called non-committed bidder, or NCB. The whole auction process can pump prices higher, which might be good for the agent and the vendor, but not so much for the prospective purchaser. So kudos to SQM and Tarrant Brooker for trying to present a fairer picture of the auction clearance story, something which needs to be talked about. But the main point is, don't take any of these high-level numbers as meaningful at all. They can distort the narrative and are often used by people who have specific agendas. The solution, of course, is to go granular and to look at the local trends, which are very different place to place. And to add to that, the same goes to home price trends too. I suspect we're going to need to get back to some anti-spruiking shows again, because no, not all property is rising in value currently. But that, as they say, is another story. In the meantime, don't be misled by clearance rates. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.